The title of my talk is Emergency Department Utilization and Outpatient Follow-up After Traumatic Injury. One of the things I wanted to talk about is why it's important to trend outcomes for patients in traumatic injury. Obviously, trauma is one of the major public health care concerns. It's one of the leading cause. It's the leading cause of death for Americans ages 1 to 44. And in 2004 alone, traumatic injuries accounted for 30 million emergency room visits and 10% of the nation's total medical expenditures. One of the most significant things with trauma injuries is that there's often repeat injuries to the same individuals. So that indicates that there may be behavioral or other health interventions that we can make that may be effective in preventing further re-injuries. So trauma follow-up appointments are an important possible intervention where healthcare providers can counsel patients on preventing re-injury. Additionally, many trauma patients have long-term psychological and medical sequelae from their injuries. So follow-up care appointments can give us the opportunity to track patient outcomes, manage their rehabilitation process, and also to collect data to improve care for future patients. So the objective of our study was twofold. One was that we wanted to identify clinical and demographic factors which would help us find out which trauma patients would follow up after traumatic injury and what patient characteristics might help us identify patients that would fail to follow up. The other thing that we wanted to look at was for patients who did follow up after traumatic injury, what were the sites that they would utilize for follow up? Would it be ER visits, outpatient clinic, or rehospitalization in an inpatient setting? So there's been a couple of past studies on this topic. The first study was actually out of Australia, and it looked at tracking outcomes of major trauma patients at 6 months post-injury. And they identified patients that were less severely injured and younger at baseline were less likely to follow up. A second study along the same lines was a six-year retrospective analysis out of Ohio, and it looked at all admitted trauma patients. It again noted that age and less severe injury were associated with failure to follow up. Additionally, it identified some other factors, including non-white race, residents within 25 miles of discharging hospital, and then discharge to home rather than an institutional discharge as characteristics of patients that would indicate they would fail to follow up. So while there's been previous research on the same topic, some of these papers failed to include key determinants of healthcare utilization. One of the major things which we included in our paper was patient-level financial data, so insurance status. And we also looked at additional factors such as polysubstance abuse and discharge functional status. And in looking at research in non-trauma patients, we've seen that polysubstance abuse and insurance status have an effect on follow-up in non-trauma patient populations. And these same factors also have implications for worse long-term outcomes. But these things have not been examined in relation to likelihood of completed follow-up in trauma patients. So this paper was unique in that we looked at both inpatient and outpatient post-discharge utilization information and also insurance status in our data analysis. So this was a five-year retrospective analysis at an urban level one trauma center. We looked at all level one and level two trauma patients discharged alive for the time period from April 1st to April 1, 2005 to 2010. The data we collected included patient demographic information, clinical data, including admission toxicology, discharge functional status. Then we also looked at healthcare utilization after trauma, both in not just ER visits, but also in outpatient settings and in rehospitalization. And additionally, we looked at mortality data. Initially, we did a bivariate analysis where we tried to identify the patient characteristics that would help us identify which patients would follow up at a two-month ambulatory follow-up, which was our primary outcome. And then using that, once we identified those patient characteristics that would identify who would follow up at 2 months, we looked at which of that group would, the outcomes for those patients regard to ED, hospital, and clinic use, and then for mortality. So these were our outcomes. The primary outcome was outpatient provider visit within 2 months of discharge. Then we also looked at 2-month emergency department use, 1-year emergency department use, 1 year inpatient rehospitalization, and then 3 year mortality. So in our bivariate analysis, we were able to confirm some of the earlier findings that have been published. One, that patients who did not follow up in an outpatient setting within 2 months were again likely to be somewhat younger, and then were also likely to be male and of non-white race. One of the more significant findings was that of the patients that did not follow up, they were significantly more likely to be uninsured compared to patients who did follow up. One of the other things we looked at was the illicit substance use on admission toxicology, and we found that between patients who followed up and who did not follow up, there was no significant difference. So this was not included in our multivariate model. The variables that were included are listed below, including age, race, ethnicity, insurance status, as we talked about, severity of injury. We also looked at function at discharge, inpatient consultation, and care coordination services. So the results, the most significant of the results we found had to do with insurance status, and that patients with Medicaid or no insurance, when compared to patients who were privately insured, were not only less likely to see an outpatient at 2 months and 12 months, but the same group of patients was more likely to return for ED evaluation within 2 and 12 months. So while they've sought ED care within this time period, they wouldn't have gone to an outpatient follow-up visit. And then at the same time, we found that there was no difference in rehospitalization between these two groups of patients. So although they were more likely to come to the ER as opposed to outpatient visits, they weren't, as compared to privately insured patients, they weren't more likely to be rehospitalized at the same time. So this would indicate that their reason for following up in a clinic setting or not following up in a clinic setting and going to the ER may not have anything to do with the extent of the injury. So a couple of things I want to talk about with the results. One is that some of the factors that we found, male, uninsured status, non-white race, were factors that may be involved with healthcare utilization post-traumatic injury. But the more significant finding I wanted to talk about was why short-term, you know, there's similar rates of follow-up and short-term emergency department use between uninsured and Medicaid patients. Our studies show that the lack of insurance or Medicaid participation may be a major barrier to appropriate timely follow-up for trauma patients, because we saw that approximately twice the rate of short-term outpatient follow-up among privately insured patients was true compared to uninsured or patients in the Medicaid program. This group of patients, uninsured or in Medicaid, were also twice as more likely as privately insured patients to fail to see an outpatient provider and to be seen in the ED. And although previous studies have identified the same associations between insurance status and that patients are more likely when uninsured to follow up in the ER or less likely to follow up in an outpatient setting, our results suggest that this uninsured and low-income trauma patients who don't attend outpatient follow-up are more likely the same individuals who do use the emergency department. So they, perhaps because of their insurance status, choose to go to the emergency department and not outpatient follow-up, even though their rehospitalization rates are not any more differently. So some of the implications for that may be that outside of uninsured patients, Medicaid also may not adequately reduce barriers to appropriate healthcare utilization after traumatic injury, and that perhaps if we extend Medicaid eligibility to uninsured patients, we may not affect post-discharge healthcare utilization patterns. So one of the conclusions of our study is that the lack of insurance or Medicaid participation may represent a barrier to follow-up for trauma patients, in that there may be more ED visits, a greater failure to follow up. And really, this is an introductory study, so one of the things that we want to take from this is by better characterizing our patient risk for missed outpatient follow-up in trauma patients, or the increased use of ED and acute inpatient hospital resources, as trauma providers and public health, involvement in public health, we can help take additional measures to ensure successful patient follow-up in these settings. Thank you.